The Physics of a Death Star. Can weapons be created that could destroy an entire planet, as in Star Wars? In theory, the answer is yes. There are several ways in which they might be created. First, there's no physical limit to the energy that can be released by a hydrogen bomb. Here's how it works. The precise outlines of the hydrogen bomb are top secret and classified, even today, by the U.S. government. But the broad outlines are well known. A hydrogen bomb is actually built in many stages. By properly stacking these stages in sequence, one could produce a nuclear bomb of almost arbitrary magnitude. The first stage is a standard fission bomb, using the power of uranium-235 to release a burst of X-rays, as was done in the Hiroshima bomb. In the fraction of a second before the blast from the atomic bomb blows everything apart, the expanding sphere of X-rays outraces the blast, since it travels at the speed of light, and is then refocused onto a container of lithium deuteride, the active substance of a hydrogen bomb. Precisely how this is done is still classified. The X-rays striking the lithium deuteride causes it to collapse and heat up to millions of degrees, causing a second explosion much larger than the first. The burst of X-rays from this hydrogen bomb can then be refocused onto a second piece of lithium deuteride, creating a third explosion. In this way, one could stack lithium deuteride side by side and create a hydrogen bomb of unimaginable magnitude. In fact, the largest hydrogen bomb ever built was a two-stage bomb detonated by the Soviet Union back in 1961, packing the energy of 50 million tons of TNT. Although it was theoretically capable of a blast of over 100 million tons of TNT, or about 5,000 times the power of the Hiroshima bomb. To incinerate an entire planet, however, is something of an entirely different magnitude. For this, the Death Star would have to launch thousands of such X-ray lasers into space, and they would then be required to fire all at once. By comparison, remember that at the height of the Cold War, the United States and the Soviet Union each accumulated about 30,000 nuclear bombs. The collective energy from such an enormous number of X-ray lasers would be enough to incinerate the surface of a planet. So it would certainly be possible for a galactic empire, hundreds of thousands of years into the future, to create such a weapon. For a very advanced civilization, there is a second option: to create a Death Star using the energy of a gamma-ray burster. Such a Death Star would unleash a burst of radiation second only to the Big Bang. Gamma-ray bursters occur naturally in outer space. But it is conceivable that an advanced civilization could harness their vast power. By controlling the spin of a star well before it undergoes a collapse and unleashes a hypernova, one might be able to aim the gamma-ray burster at any point in space.